Episode number 619 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Franklin Stewart. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Windows 93 MySpace and Trollface Internet meme. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Trollface is a rage comic character wearing a mischievous smile that is meant to represent the facial expression of an internet troll. The email stated that the use of Trollface on Reddit violated his copyright on the image and requested the subreddit to be removed from the site. If you're publishing a game on a major platform and it's using my image, it's kind of hard to ignore. Sylvia, we are a game changer. We have made some changes to the system, including new character types and more options for you. The original version of this post was updated in September 2012 with an update that added support on all platforms Windows 8 or later. Pergain's stock jumped by 31 at one point, though it promptly crashed after the initial reports were identified as a hoax started by a former Pergain employee. A police investigation was initiated by the local sheriff's department to supposedly track down the pranksters. In the late 1980s, internet users adopted the word troll to denote someone who intentionally disrupts online communities. The phenomenon began in 2002 when an anonymous man named Steve Poon of the New York Times wrote that he had been on Twitter and Facebook for nearly 5 years. He then posted his account with thousands or so followers each day. See also, a rage comic is a short comic using a growing set of pre-made cartoon faces, or rage faces, which usually express rage or some other simple emotion or activity. The popularity of rage comics has been attributed to their use as vehicles for humorizing shared experiences. The first rage comic was posted to the 4chan Brandom board in 2008. It's got over 2 million views. In that time it became known by many people who wanted an image like this one and liked how they felt about having someone on them. Citation needed, my favorite thing I've seen with my generation.is these guys have no idea what we're talking at all. 12. It also features angry men being called pussies, 3, sickly cunts literally crying, 4, and now there are more than 2,000 users online devoted solely towards anger issues such as Asperger syndrome. This seems far too much given its prevalence among children age 7 years old. However, you can see why kids tend not take action when confronted directly if something goes wrong. Many bullies don't react very well, even though everyone knows exactly where things go from here until several days after your child gets up later, do only partially because others do so just fine anyway. The post went viral 10 minutes ago, but then another day before he started making his own comments instead. 56. This is all for today, friends. My name is Franklin and this was episode 619 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.